Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome to Beyond Black History Month. I'm your host, Fahmy Redwood. Two of my favorite pieces of art in my home are oil paintings I bought from a black teenager from St. Helena Island, South Carolina. They're beautiful, but I also got them to encourage her journey. The art world is hard for anyone to break into, hence the starving artist cliche, but it's especially difficult for black artists. A 2019 study by Williams College found just 1.2% of art in major museums were made by black artists. Black curators are also underrepresented. They make up less than 5%. Art spaces in the U.S. are dominated by white perspectives, but one technology is helping black folks sell, buy, and share artwork. NFTs, aka non-fungible tokens.
I'm usually down to draw everywhere.
Nick Davis was surrounded by creativity growing up.
I come from a family full of painters, different designers.
He dreamed of becoming a working artist.
I would say it was more of a quiet journey. I really just kept it to myself.
But that quiet journey became louder about 7 years ago when he started dealing with epilepsy. Seizures when he was asleep or awake. Seizures so severe he couldn't drive.
It started getting harder and harder for me to work. So one day I just asked my wife if it was okay if I just focused 100% on art. And she gifted me my first iPad. And it really just took off from there.
The brain disorder renewed his passion to create art, digital art.
Taking time with what I have and appreciating the time I do have. Because with the seizures, you never know what could happen, especially with my sleep. I try to draw maybe 2 to 3 characters a day.
Black characters. Nick is inspired by artists like Jean-Michel Basquiat, artists whose black experiences were woven into their works. In 2019, Nick launched a digital series called Black is Beautiful. He charged $5 a print. Months later, he was featured by BET's Instagram page as their Artist of the Week. And then...
A lot of people on social media have always told me I should do NFT, but it wasn't until probably about earlier this year when Ja Rule and Herb Bryce, they reached out to me and they were just explaining the whole NFT space to me.
In the most simplest of terms, one that doesn't require you to press rewind, NFTs basically allow digital works of art to be transformed into assets. These assets can be verified and traded. NFTs can be art, music, movies, whatever. They're bought and sold online, usually with cryptocurrency. It's like a digital version of trading cards.
So I collect trading cards, so I thought this was the natural progression to that.
See, Ja Rule gets it. The rapper and entrepreneur was introduced to NFTs through the House of First. That's a virtual platform for showcasing NFT art.
It kind of reminded me of a record label and, you know, being able to give these fledgling new artist or even, you know, more, seasoned artist, the opportunity to be able to create these PFP projects and not have to worry about the curation of them or the networking and all that stuff. You know, kind of that's the label's job. You guys create the art and, you know, you get paid and everybody gets to share in the success of this. And so I really thought that was special.
He began witnessing NFT artist success stories. It inspired him.
And I wanted to extend this to artists of color, people of color, because one of the things I noticed is I'm very underrepresented in the space.
The crypto space is dominated by white men. And in the NFT world, Ja was seeing a lot of art, but not black artists. He had an idea, so he connected with a friend who owned the House of First.
I want to do what you're doing, but I want to focus on artists of color and people of color and educating them on NFTs and, you know, kind of, you know, educating the artists on how to create PFP projects, generative projects, and get them out there to that network, you know, so they can sell out.
Next, Ja teamed up with a business partner and founded The Painted House, an NFT platform intended to uplift artists of color. The debut collection was done in partnership with the House of First. It featured several artists, including 1,000 pieces of art from Nick.
The basic thought of it all was to make these artists household names. I want Nick Davis to be the next Rembrandt, the next Picasso. You know, even though he does digital art, that is the world that we live in now. It's a digital art, you know, era.
Nick's art captures the essence of Black America in bold, deep colors. It's impossible to boil down 1,000 images in one description, but here's a few examples. Buzzin' depicts a Black man with flowers in his locks surrounded by bees. Just Because shows a Black girl in a handstand balancing the sun on her foot. He also reimagines historic and pop culture icons. A Black Daffy Duck, a Black Bart Simpson, and a Black Mount Rushmore.
Express different emotions. Express the world that I want to see. I believe when I first started this collection, I wanted to pretty much change the world overnight. But I realized it's more of a domino effect of love. If I draw one picture that encourages one fifth of a person, that person will share it to another person. And over time, it will cause a domino effect of change. And that was my biggest goal with it, just to inspire and encourage people to love themselves and be who you are.
Ja says when he saw Nick's work, he felt seen.
So I seen a lot, learned a lot more from my parents of the struggles that they went through. With his art, you see the Black experience in different ways. You see our joy, you see our pain, you see our struggles, you see our excellence. And then the fact that he uses those really, really Black tones, you know, lets me know that his fear factor is none when it comes to expressing himself in his art.
Not everyone has responded to those dark tones in that way.
Sometimes my images are called scary.
But criticism won't stop him from using dark colors to represent beauty.
And I think a lot of times when it comes to dark skin tones, you have a negative view of them. The color Black is such a powerful color. It can represent a race. It can represent an emotion. It can give hope to another little child or a little girl who's struggling with those everyday issues. And my biggest thing is just to inspire.
Art has the power of letting people know they're not alone. And the emotions that peer through his work does just that. Think of the most known artists. I'll give you a minute. You might have thought of Da Vinci, Monet, Picasso, Keith Haring, Andy Warhol, the list goes on. There is no shortage of prominent white artists. But how many Black artists are giving those same platitudes?
You know, you got Basquiat, you know. Man, I don't know if I can't even think right now of too many more.
Even Nick didn't learn about great Black artists until later in life. Many of today's students are not being introduced to these works either. Art education has a history of leaving Black folks out. That's part of the reason The Painted House and Ja Rule's entertainment company are donating $50,000 to 5 HBCUs, Jackson State, Morgan State, Hampton, Spelman, and Morehouse. The $50,000 will be split across the 5 schools. Admittedly, $10,000 per school isn't that much, but Ja hopes this is just the beginning.
And hopefully we can branch it out, you know, to all the rest of the 107 HBCUs. So, you know, we start with this 5, we got 102 to go to branch out and really start this trend of giving back to our historically Black colleges.
Artists have been historically underpaid. A 2017 study found that 75% of U.S. artists made less than $10,000 per year. And a separate study from 2021, which focused on artists in Los Angeles, found that artists of color made 35% less than their white colleagues. Proponents of NFTs say the digital assets can create a more profitable career for those historically left out of the art world.
You know, you look at some of these great artists that I've named, and they all died broke. Their families get nothing.
In traditional artwork, the artist gets paid once, only when they sell their work. But NFTs allow artists to be paid in perpetuity, every time the digital work is resold.
Forever and ever. Their kids can get paid off their art, because it's on the blockchain, and every time it's sold, it's authenticated on the blockchain. So now you know that this piece of art is actually this person's, and every time it gets resold, now you can charge a royalty for that sale.
It's part of the reason Nick was drawn to NFTs.
You didn't have to wait for the middleman to present your artwork to the world. You have full advantage of it with different platforms and different opportunities.
Trust me, it's what artists want. You know, it's the thing we live in and die for.
The other benefit to anything digital is there are less gatekeepers. This space relies less on galleries, critics, or curators. NFTs also allow Black communities to invest in each other's artwork, sort of like how I bought the paintings from that teenager. The other side to investing is that hopefully the investment will grow.
In the Black community, growing up, as I was growing up, you know, the smartest thing I was told was to save my money. But as we all know, saving your money doesn't actually, it'll actually get eaten up by inflation is what I'm trying to say, if you just save money. Unless you have lots and lots of money and can live off of the interest. But most of us don't.
And that's where digital investments come in, for those who have the disposable income. The world of digital investing has already grown a solid amount of investors of color. According to a study released this year from Charles Schwab, Black Americans are more likely than their white counterparts to invest in cryptocurrency. But NFTs don't come without a risk. People with less money have more to lose. Keep in mind that racial wealth gap. That same study found that Black investors were less likely to view crypto investments as risky, despite the market's volatility. They were also more likely to make investing decisions based off information from less credible sources like social media, which is why financial experts warn the newness of NFTs mean research, data, and a sense of longevity is really limited, saying it might not be the golden parachute it's claimed to be. In fact, earlier this year, rapper Jay-Z faced this criticism when he launched a Bitcoin Academy with the founder of Twitter in the Marcy housing projects he was raised in. Some residents were skeptical, questioning why Jay-Z would encourage struggling families to invest in something so risky. Ja says he's not trying to force NFTs on Black folks, but educate them about the opportunities.
I wouldn't, you know, look at it as much as being scared to be into this space as I would as being careful. Just as anything else. With any other investment space you would get into, you would be careful, you would do your research. I would tell people, don't spend the money that you don't have to lose.
Ja says while large companies like Adidas and Nike are getting into NFTs, it's early enough where creatives can take reign.
You're gonna have more and more artists being creative how they release their music. You know, I want to do what I like to call a living album and release it, you know, as an NFT and then be able to do airdrops of different songs and remixes and videos, you know, for my holders. You know, so there's a lot that can be done, you know, and you have companies like Royale who actually are giving up royalties of projects for the artists. So there's a lot of ways to release new music.
For up-and-coming artists like Nick, even with his success in the space, it's important to remember what keeps him going.
For someone who used to be so afraid to go to sleep and deal with the seizures, if anything I've learned from this is to be grateful for everything you've gone through.
And of course, to continue elevating Blackness through art, no matter if that's on a sketch pad, a mural, or an NFT.
I always say Black is inspiring, Black is encouraging, Black is love, Black is beautiful.
Thanks so much for listening. There's a link to Nick's work in the episode description. You should check it out. Beyond Black History Month is a special production of WCBS News Radio 880 and 1010 Winds. Special thanks to producers Joe Webb and Dempsey Pilott. Andy Egan Thorpe is our audio engineer. Tim Schout is the WCBS News Radio 880 brand manager. Ben Meverack is the 1010 Winds brand manager. And I'm Fahmy Redwood. Thanks for listening.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.